Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
So I'm not sure if you've heard, but Headspace has a brand new show on Netflix called The Headspace Guide to Meditation, and it's out right now. There are 8 episodes, and every episode introduces a new technique, a new way of training the mind. And my hope is that there'll be something for everyone, no matter what's going on in your life right now. If you enjoy Radio Headspace, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy Headspace Guide to Meditation too. It's out now, only on Netflix.
Headspace.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. And a Friday morning. We're at the end of the week. I don't know what you've got planned for the weekend. I'm going to be packing boxes. I'm in the process of moving home, and I don't know. Some people don't like it that much. I really like it. There's something about, I don't know, maybe it's giving things away, giving things up. There's a sense of sort of clearing out and decluttering that happens when you move home. Even moves that I've had in my life that have not necessarily been through choice, where I've sort of had to move. But even in those situations, I've quite enjoyed it. There was one move in particular that I was reminded of as my wife and I were going through some things the other day, deciding sort of what to give away and everything else. And I was reminded of the time when I actually sort of became a monk for the first time. And the instructions for the monastery were to give everything away. So as a monk or a nun, before you go there, you give all your belongings away. At that stage, I'd been away traveling and stuff, and so most of my stuff was at my parents' house. So I went back to my parents' house, and I went through a process, probably over a number of weeks, a month, just giving everything away. It's a very strange experience, but also quite a liberating experience. You know, I started with the wardrobe, and I got my clothes out, and I thought, okay, which friends would like these clothes? And, you know, they came round, and they took them, and I was just about to say I got rid of my tape cassettes. I realised that will sound, I sound really, really old saying that, but, you know, that was the reality. Tape cassettes and things that I had, and, you know, I gave all those away, and I gave away all of my belongings. The only thing that I kept behind, sort of at the advice of my mum, were my photos, and she said, well, can you just give them to me as a present? And then, you know, you have to give them away. I'll stick them in the loft and they'll be there. And I'm really grateful that she did that. But everything else was given away. And living as a monk, there weren't really any personal belongings, especially in the early years when I was a monk. It was a very sort of strict framework for living in the monastery, and you literally have no possessions other than the clothes you wear, the bowl that you eat out of, the razor that you use to shave your head, and it's kind of pretty much it. And on the surface, that may sound not particularly appealing, and I get it. At the same time, when people ask me, what do I miss most about that life? More often than not, the thing that comes to mind actually is the simplicity of that life. Sure, some of that simplicity is around day-to-day life and not sort of having to make lots of decisions about just the normal things that we do in life. But a lot of it was actually about the simplicity of being in a space where there was nothing really to own. There was no hope that you might have some things in the future or even any idea that those things might lead to happiness. There was no fear of anything getting damaged or losing anything or anything like that. There was a real sense of freedom. And I remember a teacher of mine, he showed me a picture. It was a picture that was alongside a story. And it was of a man in Japan who was just about to set off to the monastery and who'd just become so sort of disillusioned with life. One night he'd piled up all of his stuff into a boat and he'd rowed out into the middle of a lake, and he literally just sort of threw all of his stuff out of the boat into the lake. I'm not suggesting at an environmental level that's a good idea. I think it's called fly tipping and we definitely should never do that. But it stuck in my mind. It was more like the spirit of it, the idea of the clutter, the baggage that we build up in life and that we carry around with us, somehow perhaps overly attached to those physical belongings. So it's a spirit that I've tried to carry with me in my life from that time, and I'll certainly be carrying into the weekend as we start sort of packing boxes, taking some of them with us and leaving some behind. But I don't know, maybe you take a moment over the weekend to consider, are there aspects of your life, elements of your life, places in your life that you could declutter, where you could find a greater sense of simplicity and ease? And if you can, maybe having a look at that. Whatever you're up to, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload. Relationships. Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.